Hi, I'm Julie Argyris, and I just want to say congratulations to all of your nurses. My husband and I are so very proud of everything that you do, and our hearts are with you, and just keep up the really good work because you are amazing. Was it harder to become a nurse at Hoag than another hospital?
I think there was a certain amount of, wow, there's expectations here that I was not expecting, right? There was some expectations that we provide some quality of care to patients that I had not experienced before. But it was a personal challenge, a professional challenge, and the support that Hoag provided through training and education and through scholarship has enabled me to meet the challenge of providing high quality care to the patients and the community.
I agree with Chet 100%, and I know that the level of care provided to patients here is outstanding compared to many other places that I've been at. And just like Chet mentioned, it's the scholarships mean everything to people who have difficulty financing their education, who want to go and advance their careers and provide more to the community, but maybe don't have the financial means to. And it's great what you guys are doing for us, and the generosity is fantastic because it's turning I can't and I'm not sure into I can and I will.
Do you think you're born as a caregiver?
I think nurses tend to care for others before they care for themselves. But I think it's so beautiful that you guys care for us and make us a priority and allow us to pursue education, whereas otherwise, you know, the nursing personality might be one that would just push their own dreams or aspirations aside.
I think anyone can learn knowledge. Anyone can pass a test, given enough time. But if there's a test of caring, no, you've got to be born with that. Giving of yourself is not something you can learn in nursing school.
I feel like it's an innate quality that a lot of nurses possess, and compassion is not something you can learn. I feel like you're born with it, and it's a gift you want to give to others, and I love being a nurse. I would not see myself doing anything else. Continuing education fosters curiosity, and because of our advanced education and because we're pursuing these degrees, it's allowing us to tackle challenges and to see our population as, how can I improve our population, improve well-being? How can I promote healthfulness in my community? And I think advanced degrees allow us to kind of pursue that pathway. And like Chet said, not just being bedside, but kind of seeing the patient and the community as a whole and how to better that.
Getting my master's has allowed me to become a primary care practitioner. So now I'm the one who's primarily responsible for my patients, and I get to be, you know, the one who helps them decide their care, whether that's health promotion and disease prevention or management of chronic illnesses. So my role has changed astronomically since I finished my degree.
And I see. I read that there aren't as many graduating as doctors. Do you find that that's going to increase your responsibility as nurses?
Absolutely. I think healthcare is too complex for a one-man job. You know, one person can't manage all the complexities of a patient, especially with an aging population with more and more comorbidities and chronic illnesses. You need a team. You need an interdisciplinary collaborative team that consists of the nurses, the physicians, the advanced practice nurses, and a whole team to actually provide that excellent care. The training that we've had and are still having is preparing us for those roles to help the medically complex patients, whether it's an individual patient or the actual patient population in a community.
And the beauty of nursing is that there's no plateau. You can keep going, you can keep educating yourself, you can advance yourself. And they say that nursing is the most trusted profession, so why not build on that?
So is there something you'd like to say to all of the donors that have been influential in making these programs work?
Thank you from the bottom of our heart. Your assistance helped me achieve my master's degree a few years ago as a clinical nurse specialist, and I'm just a few months away from my doctorate with your assistance as well. So thank you so much. Very much appreciated.
Thank you so much to each of the donors. I can't tell you how much I appreciate your generosity, supporting me in my education to become a nurse practitioner, and all of my other colleagues who have been just so fortunate to receive the scholarship. It means more to us than you'll ever know, and I just can't tell you how much we appreciate you partnering with us, helping us to become better nurses, and all we can really do in return is to just provide the best care, and thank you so much.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I can't even tell you how much it means to me to be able to keep pursuing a higher degree and get my master's very soon, hopefully, and to be the best nurse practitioner that you will ever have. If you need me, I will be there.
to all you donors out there, I feel like we're all bonded in many ways, and our heart is all with these young people. And I just want to say thank you so much. And just thank you. You're fantastic, amazing.